Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
And this is Saturday Breakfast with myself, Sotomayor, with you for just another 40 minutes before I say goodbye. But before that, I've been talking about this amazing person that we're going to have it with joining us in the studio this morning, talking about Nikia Myatt, who is, what do we call you, Nikia? You are a food passionista. Mm-hmm. What do we call you?
I changed my Instagram bio to author.
Okay.
I'm feeling very proud of myself right now.
Because now you're officially a published author.
Officially.
So she's an author. She's a food lover. You know, she is very big on Instagram in terms of the food community. And she joins us to talk about her brand new book. It is a first. It's called The Beginning. And very thankful to have Steve with us, our favorite food blogger, the Joburg foodie. And he brought her along this morning.
Yeah, always great to be here.
Yeah, so amazing to have you here. Nikia, I suppose let's talk about the beginning, where it all started from. You know, a lot of people, we all love food. We love to eat. I don't cook very well myself. I do the eating, but not the cooking. But for you, where does the love of cooking start?
It started in my home, in my mom's home, actually. I would sit on her counters watching her cook. I was never actively involved in cooking. In fact, I don't think I ever lifted a spoon in a house, to be honest. And then I got married and I had to learn how to properly cook because what would we eat?
Yeah.
And I took everything that I had watched my mom do and I translated it into my own kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my love of food began.
And this is Indian cuisine, right?
Yes.
And I think many of us South Africans, we assume that we know what Indian cuisine looks like. Because if you ask me about Indian food, I'm going to tell you about what the restaurant down the road serves. You know what I mean? We assume we know so much about Indian cuisine. Mm-hmm. But what is different about this book? What are we discovering about Indian food that we probably, you know, don't know as much about?
I think the flavors are so different to what we largely eat in our homes as compared to restaurants. What we've been exposed to growing up and the food that we've been eating and preparing in our own homes are so different. And I think there's a culture amongst South Africans that we need to share with everybody. It's the stuff that we eat on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Very different to what's eaten in restaurants. And remember, the restaurants in South Africa, the flavors from the restaurants in South Africa come from abroad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the authentic stuff that we cook in our kitchens.
So like the South African cuisine, the South African Indian food.
Yes.
I was just saying, just before you came in, I'm having a chat to Steve and we're talking about, you know, I was in India for my honeymoon with my husband and we were surprised at how many new foods we discovered because we assumed that because we're South Africans, we know exactly what Indian food looks like. We know what samosas look like.
Yeah.
And it was so surprising to see how different it is. And I suppose that speaks to the diversity of Indian food and how diverse and it's not, you know, it's not the same for each and every single person who is of Asian descent.
I think it varies per region. So I think a lot of the food and the spices that we cook, even in Joburg, is so different to what's available in Cape Town and Durban.
Mm-hmm.
And this was something that I learned coming from a Hindu background, and I married into a Muslim community.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, my mom cooked with something that we referred to as powdered masala, that was mixed spices that have been mixed together to create a powdered masala.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's family prepared a wet masala. So it was wet ingredients or ingredients like soaked red chili mixed with garlic, mixed with ground ginger and other spices. So just within our communities, even just those spices are so different. And when you go into chapter one of the book, one of the first things I speak about are spices.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we aren't able to understand that from the beginning, how do we progress with Indian cooking?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the spices are, it's pretty much the fundamentals of Indian cooking.
Exactly.
But I mean, I was very lucky to join you at your beautiful home for lunch. And what I loved about your food is not only is it so different from what we expect Indian cuisine to be, and it's this merging of two cultures, but it's also incredibly modern.
Mm-hmm.
There was something very Yotam Ottolenghi about the way it was presented. It's beautiful food. And I think most of us are very intimidated when it comes to cooking Indian food because we're not certain of the techniques and the processes.
And we think chili as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
And what I love about the book is there are these like beautiful like step-by-step illustrations. I mean, I think samosa folding takes up 8 pages.
It takes up 6 pages.
To fold a samosa.
To fold a samosa.
I understand why in India they just throw it in there. And it just comes out as it is. Yeah.
I love the fact that I was able to translate all of the stuff that might be misconceptions to people or ideas that they might have in their head of how, exactly how to fold a samosa. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take you through that step by step. Mm-hmm. Mainly because it is intimidating for somebody that's never cooked Indian food before. Mm-hmm. Have a look at the book. Prop it up. I mean, I cook from my own book. Mm. This entire week, my book's been in my kitchen and I've been paging through my recipes and cooking from my own recipes. Mm. So I want you to experience that, but in a way that just demystifies how difficult you might think it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, if you're just joining us, it is almost quarter past eight. You're listening to Kaya FM 95.9. And the voice that you're listening to is Nikia Myatt, who is an author. She's got a brand new cookbook that's out. It's called The Beginning. And I suppose it is Indian food like we've never really seen it before, Steve.
Yeah, completely.
So very modern. Like you said, it's a modern take on Indian food. You know, some spices that maybe we might not be quite aware of.
Exactly. And it's... if you want to taste Nikia's food
and
enjoy, experience the beginning in a wider sense next week.
Yeah, we're at Mall of Africa from Friday morning all the way through to Sunday. Mm. We have two complimentary demonstrations every single day. And we have something that we term, the larger Muslim community terms, a Juma lunch, which Steve joined us for a few weeks ago.
And for those that don't know, it is?
So it's Sunday lunch and a Friday.
Oh, okay.
So the Muslim community, the men go to mosque, they go to prayer on a Friday, and the children get together, friends and family get together, and we share a table, and we have a big lunch. So I want to make this a very recognized term amongst South Africans. Yeah. And I'd love for people to join us at Mall of Africa. Tickets are available on nikiamaya.com. Mm-hmm. And you can buy a ticket and just pass by. Come have a chat. Let's talk about food.
Yeah, yeah. And what are some of the flavors that we can expect? What are some of the foods we can expect? In terms of dessert, I'm going to ask if you have kulfi.
I don't have kulfi.
No! I just died a small death. In your next book, so this is the beginning.
Yes.
The middle. In the middle, we have kulfi.
And we will call you to taste test that.
So what are some of the foods that we can expect at Mall of Africa?
Something closer or closest to kulfi is called ras malai. They little dumplings that are immersed in a sweet milk.
Wow.
Very similar flavor profile of kulfi. Mm-hmm. Also served cold as a dessert as well. Mm-hmm. On Friday, you can expect something that we call curry khichdi for Juma lunch. And we serve that with masala fish, spinach, pumpkin, and olive fry, which is potatoes that are mixed in spices and fried. Mm-hmm. And then we have dal and rice. So it's chicken that's cooked in dal with rice. And we have something called carrot halwa for dessert.
Which is
so it's carrots that are grated, cooked down with cardamom. I'm going to use the term spices, but with cardamom and ghee, which is clarified butter. Mm-hmm. And it's cooked until it resembles this caramelized orangey glow, if I must. So Steve had that version in a spring roll with a rose syrup and ice cream at my lunch.
So that was a dessert.
That's a dessert. And that's three ways. There's three ways to serve a carrot halwa, which I've mentioned in the book.
It's delicious. And what I did love is the different expressions of vegetables that was throughout the lunch. And it's just taking something, you know, that we're very familiar with. And just because of the spice and because of the flavor, just creating an entirely new flavor profile.
Yeah.
From a carrot.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for joining us, Nikia.
Thank you.
You said tickets are still available, right?
Tickets are available on nikiamaya.com. Have a browse through the website. We've got complimentary recipes that are on the website, details how to get in touch with me, have a look at my calendar, have a look at where I'm popping up. Just come and chat. Let's chat food.
Yeah. Okay. So next week, Friday, Mall of Africa, that's where it's happening.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And
Steve, as usual, it's always a pleasure to have you with us in the studio.
Always great.
And thank you so much for bringing Nikia with you this morning. Very excited. Can't wait for next week, Friday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.